Welcome to Coffee with the Sarlows. We are your hosts of the show, Karen and Kelly Sarlo. Whether you're struggling with grief or you just need answers, we connect you with spirit to find relief, clarity, and direction in life. We can help you move forward.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
I have a lovely story today about a conversation between a woman and her father.
Okay.
So this client books a half hour. She asks me if I can connect after we move through the consent process to her dad. And her dad's spirit comes in and says to me, okay, I've been passed for like a long time. And I said, well, like roughly, what do you mean? Like less than 5 years, more than 5 years? Like, do you want to give me some time frame that might be beneficial to her to give her a factual piece of information? And he says, yeah, he says, 15 years. And I said, okay. So I told her that. I said, your dad is here. He says he's passed over. And she goes, mm-hmm. She goes, I thought you assumed that you're a medium. And I said, well, yes, but I always have to explain to clients that we do psychic work as well. We don't just speak to people who've crossed over. We speak to all kinds of souls. And she goes, do you mean if my dad was alive, I could call you and ask you about conversations between my dad and I or how he's doing? And I said, oh my goodness, yes, I get asked that frequently. She goes, well, this is very cool and of interest to me. Continue. She says, you go ahead. So then when I return my attention to her father, he says, she wants to confirm that I know what's been going on in her life because it's been 15 years. And I said, okay, so what do you want to tell her? He goes, well, he says, first of all, I want her to know that I see her traveling all over the world. And that's been for the 15 years. He says, this is going to be a very big, very consistent answer. And I said, oh, I said, why does she travel around the world? Like, is there a particular reason for that? Is this vacation? Is this holidays? Is this retirement? And I'm going to say that I asked that because this woman is an older, or pardon me, she looks older to me. And I thought, well, maybe he'll give more information if I ask that kind of a question. And he goes, oh, he says, my daughter's still working, but she is in her mid-60s. And he says she has retired, but she's still working and for the same company. So like she retired, but they've kept her on. And he says, so she travels around the world for enjoyment, for her own purposes. And he says, this is very important. And he says, but she also travels around the world for her entire career because she's in human resources. And this is a large company that has, what do you call that? Like branches or whatever you want to call it, companies on all continents. And so she really, like, she truly gets to travel the world. And she's part of setting up new offices. So she goes to new places as well. So he says, so she tries to coordinate where she's going for work with, oh, well, if I'm going to be, say, in China, then if I have an interest in going to Thailand or like all of these other places, she tries to put them together so that she can take vacation as an extension of work because she's already there. He says she's been doing this her whole life. She's figured all of this out. That is freaking cool. So I said, okay, I said, I'm going to mention this to her just to make sure that it's accurate. And then it's also going to give her validation that you've been around. He goes, it's exactly what she wants. I mentioned this to her and she says, holy jumping. She goes, this is really cool. She goes, I want to validate for you, but I know I'm not supposed to say too much, but I want to validate for you that I am in human resources. I do travel around the world. It is totally accurate. She says what I do with my vacation and that I purposely plan vacations as extensions of where my trip is going to be. And my company is so good, Karen. They've always let me do this. And now that I'm retired, but back consulting for them, I have longer periods of time to be able to venture out and go to the places that I want to go to. So she says, this is really spot on. She says, this makes me super happy. She goes, you go ahead. She says, continue to talk to my dad. Very enjoyable. So I said to dad, what else do you want to tell her? And he goes, well, he says, as part of her travels and part of what she's doing in going different places, she's become more interested in what people believe. So she's very personable in human resources. And he says, but she's very personable, but she really wants to understand connection to people. So she's really chosen to go into research in huge amounts of ways in regards to religions, belief systems, cultures, communication, like basically those four big things. So those four things go perfectly with her career, which have really helped her advance. But she also enjoys living her life this way. So what has happened is she's growing internally all of the time in what she thinks and believes. So he says, we raised her, her mom and I raised her in a particular religion. He said, I wasn't in the religion. And he said, but her mom was. And he said, so I always stayed on the outside of it. He says, I liked things that were logical. He said, I never really found any of the religions logical. He said, I always found that they said things that were conflicting. He said, I always found that you could find a loophole in that they'd say this, but it made no sense to that. Or it made complete sense if you believed in ETs. It made complete sense if you went beyond what the religion was actually trying to tell you. So he said, I just kind of went through life doing my own thing, but her mom stayed in a religion. And he said, so as she goes through life, he says, I see, especially over the last 15 years since I've passed, where she has really become more like me than like her mother. And he said, and I think it's part of the reason why she's reaching out to me now today to find out if some of the things that I was questioning about religions is in fact accurate, because she's questioning the same things. And because she's traveling all around the world, she's getting more opportunity to actually speak to all of these people and to go to these places. And I'm going to say something, Kelly, because I don't want to be like offensive to anybody listening to this, but she's going to places where some of these religions actually will say originate.
Offensive?
Okay, but somebody listening might find it and go, well, I have an ashram here.
Well, humanity in this country also had to originate in a particular place, and that's not offensive.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Unless you're a white man.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. So he goes on and he talks about this, and he talks about how she's changing the way that she listens. He says that she's changing the way that she's questioning things, the way that she's finding her own logic. But then he moves into it and he says, and it's not just logic for her. He says, that's where I wanted to kind of like draw my line. He said, it had to be logical. And he says, but she's moved into that it doesn't just have to be logical. It has to sit for her in her own heart. And he says, so she's moved into a different kind of space than me. I was just all about the books and the reasoning about it, the history of it, tracing it, which she loves. But she's sitting in it and saying, I'm going to sit quietly. I'm going to see where this sits within me. Does it resonate? He goes, this is a big word that she uses. Does it resonate with me? And that's with her moral system, with her personal values. He says she's really doing like a bigger deep dive, and I'm really proud of her for it. He says it's not something I got to, but I want to point that out, that there's a difference between her and I. But I want to say this is what she's doing. That's really what she wants to know, if I know. He really understood her on so many levels. And that is something that she wanted to see if her dad knew about her. So wherever it is that he's existing, which is really her interest now, where does he exist? How does it function where he exists? Can I connect to where he is? How does that work where that connection exists? What's it called? She's really going more deeply than him. And she wants that confirmed. So he shows up to say, I can confirm all of this for her. So he does. So I say all of this to her and she's like, holy jumping, Karen. She goes, this is absolutely phenomenal to me. She says, because You're saying that my dad sees my physical body move around on a planet. She goes, unbelievable. She goes, absolutely love this. And she goes, but you're also saying that my dad sees my thoughts changing. You're also saying that my dad is seeing that my interactions with people are on different levels, that I'm trying to connect to them, not just in communication with my words, but with my thoughts, with feelings. Like I'm experimenting with a whole bunch of things. And she says, with telepathy, with all of it. And she says, you're basically telling me that wherever my dad exists, in whatever form my dad exists in, he is seeing and understanding what I'm doing as a human being on Earth.
What I think is really cool about this is that this is what actually we all want as humans out of our human parents, our alive parents. And we're hearing that he gets to do an even better job as a dead parent. But we never stop wanting these things from our alive ones.
Oh, Kelly, that's really good.
Yeah, it's cool because we're talking about a continuum of existence, right?
Yeah.
Because obviously you're hearing through all 400 and some episodes of these shows that it is a continuum. There isn't a ceasing to exist, just in one particular form. And this daughter in her mid-60s, so having lived many decades of her own, in her own independence and perspective or lens of the world, still wants to know that her dad understands her and values what he understands about her. And I want to be clear, like I'm being very particular about my language, which I always am, doesn't mean he has to believe the same things, doesn't mean he has to accept the same concepts. We just want to know that our parents want to understand us and want to love us, right? Want to be interested in us and curious about us. Mm-hmm. And here she is in her mid-60s, just wanting to check in to see, you know, does dad still have an interest in me as a human? And it would have been true had he been alive in his 90s versus on the other end of the continuum or existence in another realm.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to hear that because you might be listening to this thinking, that's a nice story about a daughter and her dead father. But it's still your yearning as a human with an alive parent. And I hope that you can recognize that and honor that and maybe understand maybe like where some of your pain is coming from. Mm-hmm. If your parent is not showing that kind of curiosity and interest in you, or to understand why and how you are so filled up with love if they have given this to you throughout your life. And it doesn't have to be for your whole life. Some of our parents pick up their socks when we're full-grown adults, right? And they start to do a better job before they die, but kind of when we're in our adulthood ourselves. But I think it's a really cool thing for people to think about because that yearning never stops.
Beautifully said, Kelly. So then he says to me, well, she's very interested in the religious stuff. She's very interested in all religions. It's not one religion. She's not anti-religion. She's not anti-people. She's trying to be more and more open as she ages. So she's trying to look at all kinds of religions all over the world by being in them, by talking to all kinds of people on different continents that are of one religion. So say, let's grab one religion. Let's say Orthodox. And I don't even know if that's the right word. Fully, maybe that wasn't, maybe I should have picked a better one.
I think Orthodox refers to like a certain way of being. It doesn't mean it's a particular religion.
Oh, shit.
Because you can be Greek Orthodox. You can be like all kinds of Orthodox.
Okay, sorry.
Right?
So I'm so sorry for my ignorance in that, then I'll say...
Oh, same. I'll apologize for mine too.
Okay. So then I'll change that and not pick any religion and just say, let everybody choose their own religion to think about in this moment. And then think of the idea that she's going to five continents, that she's going to these little islands, that she's going all over the world. And she's meeting people all over the world that say they're the very same religion. But she's learning how you can be of one religion, say you're of the very same one, and have so many different beliefs within it that are fundamental about a God, about other life forms in the universe that we typically call extraterrestrials or whatever. And do they exist? Do they not? Does a God exist? Does God not? Do they all come from the same place? Like all of these different things. She's super interested in just being open-minded. But what she's learning is that there seems to lack consistency even within a religion. So this is, as a result of that, it's helping her open up her mind even more then, because she's not finding the consistency, even in some of the teachings. So she's trying to find the books. And then he starts to show me how she's writing her own book. And I thought, well, that's really cool. So I said, what is she writing? He goes, oh, she's just doing her own research. And I said, oh, has she actually like got an education? Like she's got a PhD or she's working towards one? Oh, no, Karen. Mm-hmm. She has no interest in thinking that just because or the idea that the only person that can do research is somebody that's got a PhD, mm-hmm. or somebody earning one.
I think we're seeing this all over the world, yeah. at this point. And you're talking about religion, and that's fantastic. And gender comes to mind, right? These social constructs that we've created as humans, where we think we have clearly defined them one way, but then you travel the world and find out that in all corners of the earth, they are being defined differently, but we're using the same term,
right?
So the concept of gender, I won't even say originally, because I don't want to be ignorant, but gender at some point we funneled into two things. So this binary concept, and if you go to all corners of the earth, you're going to have different definitions of what it means to be male and what it means to be female. And so now all of these individuals, thank God, or thank whatever, energy, are not necessarily holding PhDs and saying, I don't know if I really believe in this male thing or this female thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe now let's come up with some different definitions, or just blow the box up that had the original definition in the first place and say we don't need a definition anymore. We're just going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to go a little bit further into the conversation then. You've led there though, without knowing that you did. That her dad then talks about the fact that in her research, which he's congratulating her on doing on her own without a need to be working towards a master's or a PhD, which is very...
Another box, another definition.
Yes. And not all cultures on other continents, or I'm going to say islands, have the idea that only these people do research, or they are the only ones we need to listen to,
mm-hmm.
right? Or the Gallup poll. Or whatever, you know, because they create or put the information together. And it's like, no, not everybody is going to follow that or believe that, because we're also understanding that that can be created to have a particular outcome. So what she's doing is she's just doing her own because it's of interest to her. And she's deciding, I'm going to believe what I choose to believe. But I'm truly going to be non-judgmental, or I'm going to come to a judgment based on my own evidence. So then this kind of goes right into the fact, Kelly, that she starts, as she's researching all these religions, because she's looking at beliefs, she ends up going down this path of where religions are intersecting way back in history with beings that have come from different galaxies and different systems, and how they have interfaced with humans to create and influence DNA. So I thought, well, that's really interesting. So I said, am I supposed to tell her that? And he goes, yeah. He says, I want you to say that, but I have no opinion about it. I'm not here to influence what she's doing. I'm here simply to say I'm witnessing what she's doing, because that's what she's asked of me today. Mm-hmm. And I want to stay in those restrictions, that's what she's asking. So I said to her, hold up. And I told her, I said, this is where your research and where life has led you in your 6.5 or whatever decades on earth, and your determination to be open-minded, is that when you opened the door to religion, it walked you right into this other piece, these other pieces of information. and realities and truths about the human experience and the planet. And she went, oh my God. She goes, I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am that my dad is confirming this for me. She said, okay, Karen, our half hour is up and I'm so sorry that it is, but this was richer than anything I could have hoped for. She said, this is all what I've been doing in the journey of what I'm calling my this life experience as this person. And she says, I can't thank you enough. She says, I will be sure to reach out to you again in the future. But she says, I wanted to say something to you. Is this the end of our session? And I said, it is. I'm done. She goes, I want to say something to you personally, but I wanted it to be outside the session. And I said, okay, I'm good with that. Go ahead. And she said, in my desire to find the truth about everything, it has led me to hypnotherapy. It has led me to speak to more and more psychics. It has led me into government documents all over the world. It has led me into religion. It has led me into politics. It has led me into so many areas. And one of them is psychics, mediums, and what you guys call, what you call yourself as intuitives. And she says, so literally wherever I go in the world, I try to reach out to shamans. I try to reach out to what we call spiritual people and religious people. And I'm not worried about the terms of whether somebody says I work for a government or I'm a medium or I'm religious. She says, I don't care. She says, I look at it that I'm always in pursuit of whatever the truth is and that I'm not concerned whose toes I'm stepping on. I'm just for my own purpose of my own life. I'm just trying to figure it out and map it out. But you're right. And my dad is right. I'm trying to write these things down. And she says, and the question in the back of my mind is, I wonder if this will ever be a book or if it is just absolutely just for my own purpose, because it allows me to go back and forth and read and log what I'm learning. And she says, and I just wanted to say that one of the most beautiful ways that I've ever been able to be validated about what I'm doing is because of people like you that are called intuitives that are trying just to figure out the truth as well through your own abilities. And she says, and I just wanted to say thank you for being one of the ones that I've spoken to on this planet.
Hmm. It delights me to no end that she's in HR.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because when you talk about that kind of individual mm-hmm. who has those genuine interests for openness to just discover things about people and understand more rather than judge it, she's the type of person who can make space for everything and everyone, right? Yes. So it's no wonder to me then, though I find it delightful, as I mentioned, it's no wonder to me that she does pursue these kinds of things as her interests, because religion does require you to stretch yourself outside of your own lens. Right? If you're studying all religions, and that's another thing. She didn't just choose one to study. Mm-hmm. She said, okay, this is opening a door to help me understand more about people. Now let's understand more religions to understand more people.
Yes, that's exactly. And
that's what you need in someone who is in HR, especially in a corporation, which is as big as the one she's in sounds. And I just think about what a valuable employee she is. But also, nope, not but, and also what a valuable human she is on this planet just by her contributions because of her own pure-hearted interest.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Kelly. You wrapped that up to end this podcast better than I could have. So thank you.
Thanks for listening to Coffee with the Sarlows. If you enjoyed the show today, help spread the love with a like, share, or review of the podcast. See you next Saturday with a brand new episode.